broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for June 13th in the year of our Lord, 2017. This is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide. We're convinced the checks and balances wisely put in place by the founding fathers, absolutely brilliant solution. The goal to restore the republic, to make America great again, whatever term you want to use, to return to the traditions of our founders, and to make sure the checks and balances are front and center. We don't seek for power, we seek to pull it down. Welcome to the broadcast. A quick recap of yesterday's show ought to take place, and it will start now. We talked about Trump accuses Comey of lying to the Senate. Watchdog, that's the judicial watch, folks, Mr. Comey. His testimony proves that he's a dirty cop and has broken his oath to the Constitution. That's what Christopher Farrell says. We talked about the deep state asserts its supremacy. The bottom line is Comey's setting a trap for the Donald. Comey said that he met with his, quote, senior FBI leadership and decided not to comply with Donald Trump's order and not tell anybody at the Department of Justice. Now, does Comey have authority to do that? Either Mr. Comey is lying about his interpretation of the president's statement as being an order, or if Mr. Comey did understand this to be an order, then he somehow thinks he's got supremacy over the FBI and the Justice Department. But the bottom line is, what's going to happen here? Is Comey setting a trap for President Trump to be caught in an obstruction of justice charge? Which is it? You got an impeached Donald Trump conspiracy, writes Patrick J. Buchanan, WND.com. And pressed by Megyn Kelly relating to ties to President Trump, an exasperated Vladimir Putin blurted out, "We had no relationship at all. I've never met the man." Have you guys lost it over there? Or have you all lost your senses over there, he says? If Trump is brought down, writes Patrick J. Buchanan, on the basis of what Putin correctly labels as nonsense, this city will have executed a nonviolent coup against a constitutionally elected president. Boy, is Buchanan spot on that. Such an act would drop us into the company of those third world nations where such means are the customary ways that corrupt elites hold on and get their power. Sean Hannity continues to hype the Seth Rich reality. They say it's a theory, but he invites Julian Assange to host his talk show. Why doesn't Sean Hannity ask me to host his show and fill in once in a while, huh, Sean? Sean has been desperately trying to avoid the conspiracy theory label. Some say that Sean's out and that Hillary will replace Sean. I don't know if I believe that's true or not. Time will tell. We'll keep an eye on that ball. That was hour one. Hour two, you got this Kim.com guy that's a hacker. And this accused hacker says that he will testify that murdered DNC staffer Seth Rich passed documents to WikiLeaks. Wow. Under the internet moniker of Panda. And he'll do it if he is given some kind of a special deal. We also talked about the unsolved murder of Seth Rich. Quote, "My name is Aaron Rich and I'm the brother of murdered staffer Seth Rich." He was murdered in Washington, D.C. on July 10th, 2016. He's got a GoFundMe, GoFundMe.com/SethRich, if you want to donate Check that out. Over $30,000+ has been donated, but now GoFundMe seems to be shut down. Hopefully Kurt can check the latest numbers and see if it's inched up or if it's stuck on stupid still. And I mentioned that this is a reality check on conservatives or on constitutionalists or on people who want accountability in government. Look, why do we leave it to the GoFundMes, to the YouTubes, to the PayPals, to the Googles, to the whatever? We don't have any institutions of our own. And when the liberals just want to shut us down, when the government wonks want to just paralyze us, all they do is attack us. Look, Mike Adams and Alex Jones and others have just been absolutely paralyzed by Google tampering with their funding. But again, you know what? It's our own fault. We don't create any websites or institutions or organizations. We're too busy. We can't fund anything. The liberals fund their agenda till the cows come home, and we just somehow get paralyzed and can't do anything. Same thing with the media, right? The mainstream press has plenty of bucks. NPR gets donations left and right. Government radio. You and I can't raise $5 if our lives depend on it, huh? You tell people to donate and talk to them about it, and nobody takes us seriously. They're, you know, don't have time, don't have money. There you go. All right, all I can tell you is that's a recap of the broadcast that took place yesterday. It is available on demand at libertyroundtable.com, and you can donate there and help us as well. All right, News the Networks Refuse to Use Today starts now. Kurt Cosby's with me. Welcome to the broadcast, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
You're very welcome. What did you see on the Seth Rich GoFundMe page? Did the dollar inch up, or is it just stuck?
Exact same number. Exact same number of people contributed. And
yeah.
So that tells me ain't it working right.
Well, do me a favor on that page. Hold down your control key and press F5 and force a refresh and see if anything changes.
Hold down F5.
No, nope. Control.
Control.
And then F5. And if you're on a Mac, that won't work.
No, it's not a Mac.
All right.
I did that. It stayed exactly the same.
All right. There you have it. So, you know, we don't really see any change in that. So, look, GoFundMe single-handedly, flat out, shut down the Seth Rich murder investigation or funding requested by the brother. Now, you would think a brother would be able to raise money on the internet, support his murdered brother to get to the bottom and have due process of law. But no. But Kurt, this is the problem. Conservatives don't have their own institutions. Okay, what happens is, you know, they put their kids in government school, then government school goes wrong and they complain. But they don't do anything about it. They don't have any solutions. They don't, you know, conservatives and constitutionalists, and with rare exception, I mean, can you find a single video site that challenges YouTube run by those who won't shut people down, Kurt, or a GoFundMe or a PayPal or any large website, an Instagram or, you know, a Facebook, a Twitter, any of these things? Jack Dorsey over at Twitter gets the closest because he won't shut down the Donald. But he shut down plenty of conservatives in the past, though. So I find it fascinating. We don't own a single institution, Kurt. The media, similar. Besides me and a couple of folks, I don't know who even owns the media who will stand up, Kurt. It's kind of fascinating, to say the least. For example, did you hear that Megyn Kelly over at NBC is going to interview Alex Jones now, Kurt?
No, I didn't hear that.
You didn't see that?
Interesting. Megyn Kelly interviewing Alex Jones.
Yeah. And there's a lot of people very critical of the interview, and they're attacking advertisers already. Saying, why would you allow that to happen? In other words, why would you, Megyn Kelly or NBC, allow Alex Jones to be even interviewed? Remember, Kurt, Alex Jones is the guy that believes that Sandy Hook was a setup and 9/11 was an inside job.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So NBC takes heat over Alex Jones' TV interview, writes USA Today. Mike Schneider over there talking about it.
Huh.
opposition surfaced after promotional videos of the interview with the InfoWars founder. I guess it's supposed to be June 18th coming up Sunday night with Megyn Kelly. What do you think? They say conspiracy theories now, Kurt. What do you think about the 9/11 or the Sandy Hook shooting and stuff like that? You know, Alex Jones blatantly saying, hey, there's government involvement. It's a setup and people are going berserk. He even talked about the Oklahoma City bombing. What do you think, Kurt?
Well, it'd be definitely an interesting interview, I'll bet you.
Yes.
Alex and Megan.
Yes, that's for sure. All right, hold on. Liberty Roundtable Live.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is again the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family. Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
And I may not be as extreme as Alex Jones, Kurt, but I do have questions about a lot of these cases, too. We know that government commits false flag operations. That's beyond debate these days. We know the government puts agent provocateurs to tip people over the edge. Our buddies over at Readout News wrote an article talking about the quarter-inch syndrome, Kurt, and that's a I don't know if you call it a euphemism or an analogy from what happened to Randy Weaver. You know, he was talked into by a government informant or a government provocateur, I would call it, to cut a barrel of a shotgun a quarter-inch too short, and therefore he got, well, attacked by the government, and they killed his wife, killed his kid, and eventually had to give him a bunch of cash because they, you know, were out of control. And Lon Horiuchi, the marksman, literally murdered Vicky Weaver with a baby in her arms. And anyway, Randy Weaver really had that kind of scenario. So now the term is called the quarter-inch syndrome, where they literally make a mountain out of a molehill. They con you into doing something or talk you or provoke you or goat you or manipulate you or lead you or whatever term you want. And then before you know it, you're all in big trouble. And well, they kind of caused it in the first place. It's nicknamed the quarter-inch syndrome. It's the first time I've heard that analogy. Very good over at Readout News, by the way. Anyway, I bring this up to say, the Oklahoma City bombing, many people say that Timothy McVeigh was surrounded by provocateurs. You know, there was a lot of research and a lot of reporting done on that. You got the 9/11 scenario, which very strange. We don't even believe the people involved knew enough about how to put those bombs together or that, you know, somehow all the terrorists that were involved in that, you know, things didn't make sense. We were told they were from, you know, Iraq, but yet, oh, man, they had really a lot of links to Saudi Arabia. Ron Paul documented that. I mean, just on and on and on and on. So I have a lot of questions about these cases as well. I wouldn't double down and say for sure that 9/11 was an inside job. Not because I don't think that there was some kind of complacency or some kind of cover-up going on, but because I don't know who in government was involved at what level. You know, rogue agents in government may do something. That doesn't mean that all of government is involved in something. So who knew what, when, where? I don't know. But what I know is the story that we've been told and the way that it's been told just does not add up. And there's a lot of conflicts and personal concerns and questions that I have. The 9/11 truthers have done a great job in documenting a lot of that. Stephen Jones, well-known physicist, says, hey, you know what? There's just no way that building was taken down in the way they say that it was. It's just not possible. And so there's a lot of questions. And I would agree with Alex Jones that, you know what? We need to vet that and get to the truth. I would say the same thing for the Sandy Hook thing. Strange things surrounding that. I don't know how far I'd go in accusing different people of certain things because I don't know enough about the inside details to know who was involved when, how. For example, there's all kinds of questions about Dick Cheney and the timeline with a 9/11 reality. But here's the problem that I have with the mainstream press and with those attacking NBC, taking heat over the Alex Jones interview with Megyn Kelly to hopefully air on Sunday, June 18th. Whether you agree with Alex Jones or not, the question is, does he have a right to free speech and the right to his own opinion in America, Kurt? And whether you agree with Alex or not isn't the point. The point is, Alex Jones is becoming a bigger talk show host every day. And certainly, Megyn, knowing full well that if you get Vladimir Putin on, and then if you get guys like Alex Jones on, the people want to see that stuff. And she knows full well how to make her show relevant in today's reality. And you know what? Megyn was about to be marginalized in nobody land. And now you get Vladimir Putin on, and then you get Alex Jones on, and pretty soon if you have Sam Bushman on talking about race or some of these kinds of things, pretty soon you'll actually have a show that makes sense that people want to watch. So in Megan's defense, she knows where to go to get ratings and to get information out to the people. And you know what? Whether she'll be successful about that or not, I don't know. But this attack of the advertisers and abuse of Megyn just because she's willing to hear another point of view, whether you agree or disagree, is not the point. Do we allow for other points of view in America? So, Kurt, I'm defending Megyn here, and I'm defending Alex Jones. You know, they have a right to do what they want to. Is this China or what? You know what? This is free speech. Let them have the interview. Let Americans make up their own mind about the information that they talk about. And obviously, Megyn realizes that's where ratings are going to come from. She's not having Alex Jones on because it's going to tank her show. She's having Alex Jones on because she knows that controversy will absolutely spark all kinds of interest in her show. Ratings that she cannot get otherwise. So what's your take on this, Kurt?
Well, as far as I can see, looks like one of her big sponsors for NBC has pulled out. You're talking about J.P. Morgan Chase, you know, and of course these
guys. Yeah, because you know what they're afraid of, Kurt? They're afraid Alex Jones might back into a discussion about the bogus Federal Reserve, and pretty soon they'll be in trouble.
Wouldn't that be something, huh? You know?
We can only pray, my friend. I'm just saying.
I'll tell you what, you know. But that's how, you know, these things are controlled, and that's how, you know, those reporters would, you know, realize that, hey, that's a story I don't really want to cover. You know, I've got other fish to fry or whatever like that. And
LeBron, the best rock star ever known in the NBA, lost to the Golden Warriors last night in the epic NBA Finals, Kurt.
It was now, that's a normal, good, okay story to cover.
Yes, sir.
You know, I mean, at least about the whole Sandy Hook 9/11 thing, wouldn't it be nice, Sam, if you could just simply say something like this? Look, you people that say our government has committed something evil, you're just crazy. Our government would never do such a thing. And then you could just spout off that they would never do it with JFK. They'd never do it with Tuskegee. They'd never do it with, you know, and you just go right on down the list, right? They'd never do anything wrong with Vietnam, Agent Orange. They'd never do, you know, I mean, Wouldn't it be wonderful if you had that kind of confidence in our government?
Well, you know? And that's really the problem. See, whether you agree with Alex Jones or not isn't the point. The point is, does he have a right to his free speech? And has he reached enough support from people who believe in his cause to justify his side of the story to America or not? See, I say that the answer is yes. You know what? I think getting an Alex Jones on and then having me on, you know what? I agree with a lot of the points Alex Jones makes. I'm a lot less extreme in my delivery of my concerns. I may not go in the tank for complete conspiracy, meaning that, you know, I'm not saying that the government's right on here. What I'm saying is, oftentimes, Kurt, though, we want to act like we know the details when we don't. Does that make sense? We want to act like we know all that happened. I don't think we do. So I'm not prepared to say, when you say it was an inside job. Inside job by who? Do I think there's more than meets the eye there? Absolutely. Do I think we have the truth? No, I don't. Do I think there's serious questions and conflicts that have never been resolved? No doubt about it. But when you say an inside job, that denotes that as a whole, the government was in on it. I believe rogue agents in government might have been in on it for sure, Kurt, but that doesn't mean that I believe that government as a whole, your neighbor that works for the FBI, I don't believe agreed to that and allowed 9/11 to happen. I don't believe that. So, you know, the question is who's covering up where and how and what facts are real and what are not. And it's so convoluted, Kurt, I don't know the answer. But I know there's a lot of questions. And I think only a fair, honest person would be willing to deal with those questions. The same thing's true with vote fraud. Okay? Let's talk about vote fraud for a quick second. You know, they want to go ballistic and say, Donald's saying there's vote fraud and there's no vote fraud. But then they run around and go, Donald Trump got elected because the Russians tampered with the elections. Well, how do you tamper with elections and have it not be vote fraud? Okay, we're just playing with words. The Democrats, you know, have this agenda. The Republicans have that agenda. And in the conflict, nobody wins. It's a lose-lose situation. But you know what? All we want is the truth. And I think most Americans would resonate with that reality. Most Americans would be like, you know what? I agree. The truth would be nice to have for a change. And that's why Alex Jones is so popular. Maybe people don't agree with how extreme he is on some points. But you know what? They say, well, that viewpoint at least deserves to be heard. Or that viewpoint at least has enough validity to where I want to learn more. And the mainstream press just can't stand that because they lose the narrative. Megyn Kelly's not really for that either. Except she knows where the bread's buttered. And she knows she better get ratings or she's cooked. And she knows full well Vladimir Putin and Alex Jones coming out of the gate for her interviews can generate that. But remember, they used to tell you that Alex Jones and Sam Bushman and many others have no ratings. Nobody listens to us. We don't matter. Now what's their narrative going to be? Well, they matter, but they're crazy. They matter, but they're racist. Oh, by the way, LeBron James, he's a big old racist, Kurt. Did you see that story? We'll talk about that in seconds. LeBron James, a big old racist. Liberty Roundtable Live.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
With Liberty News this hour, I'm Dennis Daly. Puerto Ricans have voted non-binding referendum this past weekend, choosing to join the U.S. and becoming the 51st state. For something so drastic, voter turnout was only 23%, though, and critics of the idea use that as fuel to say who cares. The lowest level of participation in any election in Puerto Rico since 67, the desire for statehood is particularly appealing because that territory is bankrupt. It needs access to U.S. government programs to get more money. In light of the secessionist-type movements around the world, such as Brexit, Puerto Rico is taking the opposite approach. A play about Julius Caesar in New York City's public theater system has lost its sponsorship from Delta Airlines. The character of Caesar was to be played by a Donald Trump lookalike. The character has the same hairstyle, long tie, and verbal manner. Particularly gruesome is The Murder, which features a stabbing with a lot of stage blood. No matter what your political stance may be, the graphic staging of Julius Caesar at the summer's free Shakespeare in the Park does not reflect Delta Airlines' values. That statement from the venerable air carrier. You're listening to LibertyNewsDaily.com.
Audio Compass is the perfect software solution for remote broadcasting. Consider Audio Compass for sporting events, talk show hosts, sound bites from the field, and more. Allow Audio Compass to transfer low-delay, crystal-clear audio over the Internet. AudioCompass.com.
There is a place you can go to get up to speed quickly on all the stories that matter to freedom-loving people. GovernAmerica.com features news and commentary about Agenda 21, technocracy, the economy, border violence, and more. Go to GovernAmerica.com. That's GovernAmerica.com.
With Liberty News, I'm Dennis Daly.
From the days of the Romans, there have been legends of a fountain of youth, and now science has found a real answer to slowing the aging process. I'm Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and it's so exciting to know that Time Challenger has capitalized on decades worth of international scientific studies to bring you the most powerful mitochondrial DNA supplement on the market today. Mitochondrial DNA is the power plant of human cells, but as we age, we lose more and more of this precious material. Time Challenger promotes healing and gives cells the power to do their work. Mental cognition may be enhanced, skin refreshed, blood pressure normalized, and signs of aging might be reduced. Time Challenger can also provide enhanced recovery for athletes. Time Challenger, the first step to slow the effects of aging on your body. To learn more, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. Time Challenger just might be your fountain of youth.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, back with you live. I had a computer crash, so it got me all derailed here. Man, when is Microsoft going to solve their continual computer crashes? It's just like out of control. Are you kidding me? All right. Well, anyway, with that, Kurt, what do you got, my friend? Any tidbits on this?
Well, you know, we were talking about the Megyn Kelly, Alex Jones thing, and then the Chase Bank basically pulling their funding and their support for NBC because of Megyn Kelly choosing to interview Alex Jones. There's a lot of folks ticked off about it for, I guess, a Father's Day interview, they call it. You know, I was trying to find out exactly why the Chase folks said they were pulling it, but you know, it sure seems to go to the story of them and the whole Federal Reserve thing and all those.
Well, there's a lot of stories that talk about why, because they believe Alex Jones is a conspiracy theorist. He makes wild allegations about things that there's no facts for, etc. Now, I disagree with their narrative, but that's their agenda. They just say, look, he's a wild-eyed conspiracy theorist. He's nuts. Why give him any airtime?
What I like to find out from people like that is, if they'll really tell you, is have you really listened yourself, or have you just been told what somebody's like? Because what I typically find when somebody says, hey, you know, so-and-so is this, or such-and-such believes, you know, they're like this. And you find out, well, they really didn't check it out themselves. They were just told that from somebody else. You know, and you were mentioning the whole LeBron thing about some racist story about LeBron.
Yeah, LeBron's a racist.
Okay, so I was trying to figure out why you're saying that, you know, and I'm not saying you're wrong, I just haven't seen that story. Have you typed into
Google about LeBron and race discussions? And he came out talking about race, Kurt, and he basically came out saying, hey, you know what, as a black man, it's very unfair, and I've been dealt with badly, and, you know, it's really hard growing up as a black person in America and all this kind of stuff, right?
I didn't know that. I mean, the headlines I see for LeBron, our first average triple-double in finals after another NBA finals loss. Just LeBron James.
Yeah, you got to type in like black or race or, you know, you got to type in something that's going to tip you off. Otherwise, they're going to bury that right away, my friend.
Mm-hmm.
How are you going to love LeBron if you find out he's a racist, Kurt? That's what I mean. Everything done in LeBron's favor is, you know, to promote LeBron or to protect LeBron. See, this guy's grown up with a, you know, you could say, well, he might have started out poor or whatever, but he's been given it. He's been afforded every opportunity that the best of America has, right?
Oh, I see the, I mean, in it sports, looks like CNN had this story.
Okay, what's the headline say, Kurt?
It says, CNN's got it. It's an opinion, I guess it's, so it would be written by LeBron? Is that right?
You got to do your research.
No, by Peniel Joseph from CNN. It's in their opinion section. It says LeBron James master class on race in America.
See? What do you mean master class? Who's the master class? Okay? Look at America, Kurt, where we eventually said that all men are created equal, endowed by their creator with unalienable rights. It took a long time to get here, but eventually all men are free. Now he basically has a talent. America rewards that talent, literally propels him to fame and fortune and stardom. Mm-hmm. And he literally lives, I mean, the guy's got more money in one day than I'll make in my entire life, right? And now the guy's running around talking about there's this master class. Is he part of that or am I, Kurt? See, I'm kind of like poor and white compared to LeBron. I live in the hood, my friend.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
now,
I guess,
you know, I make my living in two ways as an IT guy, and I'm not downing my employer or anybody else. I do fine. I'm not telling you I don't do fine. I'm just making a point here. And I'm pretty technical, so I make a living in IT, and then I also make a living on the radio. And you know what? You got commentary like this, and we bring news that networks refuse to use to the table, and I would say they're two reasonable professions. But I, you know what? LeBron makes more in a day or a week or whatever number you want than I made in my entire life, Kurt. But now he's running around acting like somehow America's done him wrong. And somehow you white, superior, master class people have just kept old poor LeBron down. Okay, this is the most bogus narrative I've ever seen for the guy that's been given everything from the greatest country on the face of the earth. How is LeBron held down? I mean, people run around, wear his T-shirts everywhere, or his jerseys, or whatever you want to say. And how is that guy held down, Kurt? But look at his narrative. Look at what he says.
Yeah, according to this CNN piece, you know, right here from the first of the month, he says, being black in America is tough.
Yeah, it's been so hard for LeBron, Kurt. Can you imagine how hard it is?
He says, no matter how much money you have, no matter how famous you are, no matter how many people admire you, the CNN piece, it goes on and says, he explained, racism continues to thrive here. James' declaration came on the eve of the NBA Finals and in the wake of an incident in which his Los Angeles home was vandalized with racist graffiti, the targeting of perhaps the world's best-known athlete with racial slurs that included the N-word. Turn of the NBA
Finals
media day.
Now, let me be very clear.
Yeah.
If his house really was vandalized with racist graffiti, then I think that's horrible and I reject it. Okay? However, 9 times out of 10, you find out that some wacko government provocateur or some liberal whacked out extremist, you know, did that only to gain attention or whatever. It's sometimes like these girls crying rape or, you know, pretty soon you find out that a black man did this because he feels like his plight is horrible and they were mad because he was rich or some girl just wanted to dig for gold. Or all I'm telling you is you find out a lot of times this isn't even what we're told. Now, if there really is abuse of LeBron James, then I stand against that and I think it's wrong. And LeBron James has often spoken out on racism. Okay, now if his home was really painted with racist graffiti, I stand against that, Kurt. But
yeah, I agree. You know, he told the reporters that his primary concern is explaining the situation and the historical connections it evokes to his three children. The questions went unspoken, but the CNN story goes they might have included the following. So she's going to fill it in. What kind of world am I raising my three black children in? If a sports and cultural icon on my level cannot shield his children and protect his family from the most vulgar kind of racial hatred imaginable, what does this say about American society in 2017?
And here's my problem. We need to be smart enough to say when it's wrong. Look, if his home was vandalized or, you know, graffiti was put on his home and it was racially, you know, sparked, let's find out the perpetrators and let's create criminal prosecution for their violation of the law. But let's not turn it into a racial platform and discussion. That's my problem, because most of us aren't racist. All right. And, you know, to say, oh, my gosh, poor LeBron, because that happened. Man, I don't even know if he can raise his children in America. Man, he probably would have been better off to abort his kids because, man, they're going to be black, of course, and they're going to. OK, this whole narrative is what bothers me, Kurt, that they're just making a mountain out of a molehill here. Even if LeBron James did have that kind of an attack, let's find the perpetrators. Let's prosecute them to the fullest extent of the law. But let's not come out and drive a racial wedge over this. And that's what I believe CNN's intentionally doing. Okay, LeBron James slams racism in America, writes the next headline. CNN. Okay? And all I'm telling you is...
I guess he said, you know, kind of related to this, Sam, at least later in the story, it says, although white America embraces the black people who are rich and famous with adulation, and when they see you will smile in your face, he said, hate always lurks beneath the surface.
See, and I'm saying to you, like, that's what? A lie, LeBron. That's just not true in most people's cases. Okay, now, is there black hatred? Yes. Is there white hatred? Yes. Is it wrong? Absolutely. Do I reject it? Without question. But, I mean, he makes it sound like everybody you see really is a racist, Kurt. There's just hate seething under that smile everywhere. And that's what I mean by he's just turned out to be a race agent provocateur. Kurt?
Mm-hmm.
And Americans worship at his feet and pay him millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars. Because America's done that poor guy wrong. By the way, he would be a lot better off in any other country, wouldn't he? Any other country on the planet, he'd be better off. And my response is, why don't you just pack your bags, LeBron? Head on over there, my friend, and see how it is and see if it's better. Now, I'm not defending any wrong that's done here. But I'm telling you, you've been abused and used by the system in more ways than one. We'll talk about it.
We fought. We learned. We struggled. We won. Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
Getting advice from a teenager is a little unusual, but please listen to me. If you find yourself pregnant and you're scared, I've got some advice because I've been there. My boyfriend wasn't ready to be a father, and frankly, he wasn't all that interested after I told him I was pregnant. My friends told me I should keep the baby because it would be fun. Well, having a baby is about the baby. It's not about whether I have fun. Some people told me my parents would help take care of the baby, but my baby still wouldn't have both a mom and a dad of her own. And that's really important to me. After putting my feelings aside, I made the best decision I could for my baby. Not because I felt it was easy, but because I felt it was right.
Adoption. It's about love.
I didn't give my baby up. I gave her more.
A message from LDS Family Services.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
LeBron James, at the top of his game, loses. Yeah, he lost last night. But nevertheless, he speaks of a master class. LeBron James slams racism in America. LeBron James' home painted with racist graffiti. Now, we reject the racist graffiti. We reject all wrong and all divisionary realities. But at the same time, I think LeBron is causing trouble here. I think he's basically turned into a race baiter. He's turned into a race agent provocateur. And you know what? He's being exploited by those who want to divide over race, Kurt. He doesn't even realize it. So he thinks he's being exploited because he's black. It isn't true. He's being exploited because he's rich and famous. He can drive home this narrative like very few can. While Americans literally worship at his feet, wear his jerseys, buy all things LeBron. Little kids run around in adoration of the guy. And then he runs around and drives this racial wedge into America. Now, if there's racism on the case of certain black people and certain white people, we reject that narrative. But we got to find a way to talk about race and bring people together, Kurt. We got to say that America has certainly not done LeBron wrong. Now, maybe a few people have been unkind because he's black, and I think that's horrible and sad. Don't misunderstand me. But at the same time, I think, why would you then open up on America at the top of your career, if you will, right when you're in the NBA Finals? You've got the biggest, quote, microphone you're ever going to get, LeBron, from a country that's done you nothing but right in so many ways. From fame to fortune to right on down the line. Why don't you do something to heal the race divide in America, if there is one? Why don't you do something to reduce the hatred and the anger? Why don't you do something to use your money to help out those who are, well, maybe didn't have as wonderful of an opportunity in America as you have had? But Americans live free together, black and white, Kurt. How many other countries allow that to really happen? In as close to the truest sense of the word as we can get. All I'm saying is I think that LeBron's wrong on this one, Kurt, and I think he's being used by the race baiters. And I think he's really heightening the race tension in America, not doing his best to heal it. Whether he's doing it on purpose or not, I don't know. But I know this is not healthy for the country. And I know this, he's literally painted with a broad brush, to say the least. And he's talked about this, quote, master class. Hey, Kurt, are you part of the master class, my friend? And my question is, what gives you any benefit over LeBron? Do you have any benefit in America over LeBron?
Well, I guess that's what he thinks. But, you know, it sure doesn't seem like it to me.
In what way does America give you an edge over LeBron when it comes to, like going to college? LeBron has the advantage, right?
Well, as far as I can
What do they
tell.
Call that, Kurt?
Yeah.
What's that stuff
that
called?
That would be called black privilege. I don't know.
Yeah, I would say so. They call it affirmative action, right? Okay, what about finances, Kurt? Have you had the opportunity that LeBron has had? What about in the media? Have you had the opportunity LeBron's had? I mean, I don't see in any way how you've had the opportunities LeBron has been given.
Yeah, they say, according to Google, when you ask them what's the percentage of black players in the NBA, it says 74.4% black players, 23.3% white players, 1.8% Latino players, and 0.2% Asian players. I think the Asians should be really ticked off. And
well, what race is Steph Curry, Kurt? Just, you know, the guy that beat LeBron, by the way, Kurt.
He is a black man, as far as I can tell.
I thought he was a mixed race, Kurt.
He's kind of tan. I don't know. How do you tell? Should I check and see on that? I
mean, you could find out who his mother and his father is, you know. They'll tell you he's a black man, because if there's any black in you, you're black, Kurt. Oh, unless you're not black enough, and then you say you're too black, and then you're a liar kind of thing, right?
Good point, yeah.
See? But I just find this whole thing interesting. What has LeBron not been given in America that would put him in a separate class from, say, a me or a you because we're white? Let's say that I walk into the store. It's going to be like, who are you? LeBron walks in, what's going to happen? People are going to be asking for his autograph. People are going to be just gaping in awe, in literal worship of the man, right? This is what we've fallen into in America. And then he uses this big bully pulpit that we gave him as Americans. When I say we, I mean America gave this to him. And he uses that big bully pulpit now then to just attack us and say we're somehow this master class. What is a master class anyway, Kurt? And if that's true, then is LeBron going to call me master, Kurt? Not that I would think he should do so, Kurt. Don't misunderstand the point. I don't think he should do so. I think you got to call me Mr. Bushman, and I call him Mr. James. Or if we know each other, maybe I could call him LeBron, and he could call me Sam. Something like that would be appropriate. What is a master class, Kurt? And the answer is, if you go back to the early days of America when we had slavery, you could say, well, there might be a master class. But I think we left that way behind. Now, believe it or not, there's a master class defined on Wikipedia, Kurt. Did you know that? There's a play, by the way, called Master Class, just so you know. But a master class, according to Wikipedia, is a class given to students of a particular discipline by an expert of that discipline. Oh, not that definition. Okay, not the play, not the definition of you're in school and you're like mastering a subject. Let's see. What do you do? He means it directly in relation to slavery, Kurt. And that he believes there's still slaves in America. What do you think, Kurt? Do you think we got a master class in America these days?
Well, the same CNN story at the bottom of the page had this, picture of Trump with a whole bunch of the Republicans all around him standing there, and it said, the white guys are back in charge.
Who so says this?
Well, it's a CNN, piece.
And the white guys are back in charge.
Well, as far as I can see, what they're saying is, hey, instead of, Obama there anymore, there's the white guys are back in charge.
So let me understand then. If there's a white president, the white guys are in charge. If there's a black president, does that mean the black guys are in charge?
I guess that's what they're saying. I always thought it was just Americans,
Well, I thought, good people run for office and people elect them. Now, I got a question. How did a black guy get elected how did he somehow upset the master class, Kurt? Did Barack how did that happen? So you got Barack and LeBron and these guys, and they're really telling you that they're like the underprivileged? Really? The president of the free world, elected by the American people, and this guy's saying there's a master class above him somehow? What has Barack got? Or what do I have that Barack didn't get or have? I just find the whole narrative interesting. And then the black people are running around now and saying this white guy tried to use the N-word and that got him in big old trouble. And then they came out and said black guys are the only ones that should be able to use the N-word, Kurt. How does that work? So even when it comes to using the N-word, black people have the edge. Not that I want to use the word in the first place, but I'm making a point. What have we come to in America? I think the master class is those people who are elitists, whether it be by government or by money, by hook or crook, fame and fortune, whatever. They're all turning on the people as a whole that got them there. Bill Gates wants to create literal genocide via population control. LeBron James doesn't even want to raise his kids in America. Poor LeBron's kids. They won't be treated fairly. They're probably going to the best schools on the planet with his money, huh, Kurt?
Yeah, I think.
Or do you think he's got them in the school in the hood?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm just saying, this is a bogus narrative, folks, and we've got to learn to reject this. Someone needs to take on LeBron head on and say, you have lost your mind. I'll debate LeBron James on race any day of the week. And if you want to get technical, if we want to talk about people that have been abused for their lives, why don't we talk about, hey, are black people treated worse than blind people, or are blind people treated worse than black people? I just went to the airport the other day, and I was about to go through the NSA security, and this chick's like, my wife's like, hey, can he go through this part? He doesn't want to go through the, you know, touch your body part naked scanner thing. And so she's like, hey, can he go through here? And the lady's like, sure. And then she gets ready for me to go through the thing, and she's like treating me like I'm like five or that I'm retarded. And she's like, okay, come here, buddy. Now, should I just sue her because she's abusing me, Kurt? Treating me like a child? So you know what? There's always misconceptions, LeBron. That doesn't mean that people hate you or that people just don't know. This poor lady, you know, kind of felt stupid when I responded to her. I'm like, so I can walk right through here, ma'am. Is that correct? Thank you very much. I appreciate it. And, you know, and pretty soon she just felt totally stupid, right? But that's all right. She didn't mean any harm. She just sees me and she sees a blind person, and she's probably never seen a blind person before, dealt with one, and she doesn't know really how to respond, and she was trying to be kind. She was just completely misinformed. But that doesn't mean she's my enemy. You know, a lot of people say, you know, would he like a drink? And I usually smile and go, yes, he would. That'd be great. And they're like, oh. Kind of thing. Okay, LeBron, get over it. My friend America has given you the world, sir. And why don't you use your fame and your fortune and your leadership, and why don't you become a role model to help heal America? Why don't you tell the blacks to quit hating the whites, and why don't you tell the whites to quit hating the blacks, and why don't you spend time doing your very best to heal, as I think we're doing on the radio? It's okay for black people to hang around black people. It's okay for white people to naturally hang around white people. Natural, you know, separation by choice is fine. People do that by families. People do that by interests. I usually hang around people that are politically aligned with me. I usually hang around with people who have my values. I don't choose race as my divider, but some do. That doesn't mean they hate everybody. That doesn't mean that America's destroyed you. And that doesn't mean that you're subject to the master class. That's a lie. Anyway, the reason I go after LeBron James on this is because I think he's doing so much harm in America, Kurt. He's fanning the flames of absolute racism. And sad to say, Black Lives Matter loves LeBron's narrative. So do the Black Panthers. So do all the ne'er-do-wells who want to divide and destroy the freest country on the face of the earth. If you go study it, you'll find out many of them are backed by communist money as well. LeBron, you should be ashamed of yourself, my friend. You're being exploited, and it ain't because you're black. Well, maybe it is because you're black and famous. Then you got to point to who the real dividers are, huh? All right, thanks for being alongside for the right hour. One in the can, hour two coming up. LibertyRoundtable.com. This nation shall endure.